This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
Improving the safety net for dairy producers. That's the concept developed by the American Farm Bureau Federation, Insurance Services, and other collaborators. A concept to help battle unexpected lower milk prices, lower production, or both. Joining us to discuss is Director of Market Intelligence with the Farm Bureau, Dr. John Newton. And John, this concept was developed because of the challenging cycles that dairy producers face.
Well, the existing safety net that dairy farmers have clearly needs some work. We saw that really tested in 2015 and 2016 when milk prices fell by as much as 50% from where they were at the highs in 2014. So American Farm Bureau Federation, our grassroots members, have been engaged for over the past year really thinking about how we can improve the existing safety net programs, make them work better for our members across the country. We do recognize the importance of having safety nets is based on the difference between milk prices and feed costs. It wasn't too long ago that corn was above $6 a bushel, and that certainly could happen again if we have a supply hiccup anywhere around the world. So we understand the importance of a margin insurance program, but we've also spent some time working on a new insurance product with American Farm Bureau Insurance Services that would allow dairy farmers to purchase protection on the revenue, and that would be based on the milk production and a milk price that they would select.
So the name says it all, dairy revenue protection. Is this concept something newly created, or did you get this idea from somewhere else?
Yeah, well, it's not a new concept, but it's a new concept for dairy. So crop insurance has been around for a real long time, and the most popular crop insurance product, you know, for corn, soybeans, wheat, cotton, rice, you name it, is a revenue protection product. But on the dairy side, we're limited to those two margin-based instruments. So we looked at the crop insurance sector as kind of a model for what we could do on the dairy side, recognizing that milk yields, milk production at the farm changes from month to month. Milk price changes from month to month. So dairy farmer revenues are very, very volatile, swings as much as 20% in either direction from month to month. So having a revenue insurance product that can help smooth that out and protect the farmer's bottom line is something that we've spent a lot of time working on.
Obviously, one size doesn't fit all when we're talking about dairy operations here in the United States.
Yeah, you're right. One size does not fit all in dairy. Matter of fact, when you go to a farmer and check his milk price out, and then you go to his neighbor and check his milk price out, it's going to be two completely different milk prices. And the reason for that is a lot of farmers in the United States are paid based on the milk components that are in their milk, meaning the butter fat, the protein, and the other solids content in the milk. So the dairy RP policy that we've developed allows a farmer to pick those component tests, and then we'll look at the futures market and figure out what the implied prices of protein and butter fat and other milk solids are, and we can use that as the basis for their revenue protection policy. So it really allows this policy to line up with what the farmer's doing on his particular farm with his animals, what he's producing for the marketplace, and really can capture some of that basis risk. And there's no other dairy safety net product that is that customizable.
How about the effects of milk production with this program? Would we see an increase in milk supply?
You know, I don't. I think, you know, one of the things that we have to remember with these crop insurance products is they're helping farmers protect against catastrophic losses. They're all based on market prices. So whatever the market prices of corn or soybeans or wheat or, in this case, milk, that's the basis for the insurance contract. So it's not going to distort market signals at all.
So this dairy RP concept is still fairly new, isn't it?
Yeah, so we started working on it about a year ago. And the way it works is private sector individuals can submit insurance policies for consideration to the USDA Federal Crop Insurance Corporation. So we put this plan together. The FCIC came back with a positive review and approved it for additional development. So we're still working on this product. At this point, it's still a concept proposal developed by Farm Bureau and Farm Bureau Insurance Services. But we'll continue this development process, and hopefully, if it's approved, it'll go out for external review through the FCIC. But once it's approved, it would become a bona fide insurance product that dairy farmers could purchase.
That's Dr. John Newton, Director of Market Intelligence with the American Farm Bureau. In efforts to get additional farmer input on dairy RP, American Farm Bureau Insurance Services is hosting an online survey for dairy farmers. That website is farmbureausellcropinsurance.com. Again, that's farmbureausellcropinsurance.com. And farmer input will be used for market research and further policy development. Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.